Good morning, church. Good morning. It's nice to be in the house of the Lord this morning when we celebrate fathers. I was laughing when I entered this morning that Joe says, I say to Joe, Happy Father's Day. And he says, You too. And I said, I must look so much like my dad that there's no difference there. I'm honored because it's harder to be a father than to be a mother. How many of you agree with me? Amen? It is harder to be a father than being a mother. How many of you agree with me? Yes, the men do agree with me. And the women are saying, what are you talking about? Oh, Father, we want to thank you this morning and we want to glorify you and magnify you for who you are. We thank you that we have a Father in you and we are not forgotten or forsaken. We thank you that we do not only have you as our Father, but we also have you as our God. We thank you that we have you as the righteous judge. And Lord, if we were to be judged of anything, we'll be acquitted because you are our Father. You give us a position of favor because when the enemy stands to accuse us, you sitting at your righteous seat of judgment, you pardon us and you say, mercy is new every morning. And this morning, Father, as we celebrate fathers in Australia, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that every man that has seemed to fail to play the role of a father, I declare mercy upon them this morning because that is what you declare upon your sons this morning. That by the mercies of God, they would rise and fulfill their role as a father. I thank you, Father, that you have given us a promise that you will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. I speak the ministry of reconciliation in this nation. That, Lord, as we stand in the nation of Australia, we stand on fathers that did not found this nation on the biblical principles, but the spirit of mammon, the spirit of destruction. But we as the children and the seed of Abraham stand today and say, have mercy upon the land of Australia and the forefathers of this nation. That Lord, by the mercies and the blood of Jesus, may there be a cleansing throughout this great Southlands of the Holy Spirit. There is much massacre that has been done by the fathers. But Lord, today we come and we say your mercies are new every morning. Awaken Australia to the call of God that is upon it. And let those that know you begin to speak life over the men in prison, over the men that are held in captivity right now in rehabilitation. We pray, my Father, that the men would no longer just serve the gods of this world, but that they begin to know of the true and one God in the nation of Australia. We pray for the body of Christ to come to unity and stop mutilating each other. That, Father, you desire for us to be one, as you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. Father, I pray that even as we have multi-denominations, we would remove the denominations and know that we are brought one by the power of the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I want to thank you because it is through you that we are aware of the Father. It is through you that we are taught of the Father. It is through you that we are aware of who we are in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, today, as I share your word, Holy Spirit, speak through my vocal cords. Let every spirit that wants to torment and harass every person in here escape now because you are in this place. Father, we want to thank you that even as the woman of God declared that we are in a new season and a good season, it is spring. Lord, I pray this morning that the fathers in this place would look at themselves through the eyes of the Father and rise up to follow you in all that they do. We thank you, Almighty God, for this service. We pray even for those that will watch or listen later, that, Lord, they would hear the Father's heart. We worship you and exalt you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, this morning, I have a simple message which we are all familiar with. We've heard it and we have listened to it so many times. And we've made so many stories out of it. But before I get into my message, I want to tell you a little story. I recently visited a pastor friend of mine. And we were talking about how we became Christians and how we journeyed before Christ and life in Christ. And then he said something very interesting. He said, when I was young and I was full of myself, I did not feel I needed God in my life because my grandfather worshipped his ancestors, and whenever I needed anything, he would speak to his ancestors and I would get whatever I need. But he said, as I grew, I realized that though my grandfather stood in the gap for me, there was always calamity in my life. And suddenly he got to realize that the gods that his grandfather was speaking to were not giving him a whole life. And he said, I thank God for Jesus. Because when I got to hear about Jesus, I went back to my family and I told them, I don't want these other gods. I want the God of heaven. And they asked him, what is it about this God that is better than the gods of our ancestors? And he said, look at my life. His life became a demonstration of what was the difference of worshiping other gods other than the God of heaven, the one and only God. And he said, I made it a determination that I would tell everyone about this God that I had found. Amen? This morning, church, I'm going to talk to you about the gods of our fathers. Amen. Like my friend was sharing, his fathers had other gods, but he came to know the one and true God. I want to say to you this morning, there are four types of fathers. And we have a choice which father we are going to follow. There is one we cannot choose, who is our biological father. All of us here did not choose who our biological father was. That was the sovereign will of God, that you're going to be the seed of the Sebastians. You're going to be the seed of the Togaras. You're going to be the seed of this. That was God's choice. You did not choose. But as we grow, that's father number one, the one and true God. Our biological father, we cannot choose. That's God's choice. Then number two, father number one is our biological father. Father number two, spiritual fathers. We choose who we are going to follow, whose teachings we are going to follow, who we are going to sit under. And they give birth to our spirit. If they are a thief, you become a thief. If he's a gangster, you become a gangster. And he shepherds your spirit. So you choose who your spiritual father is, who you sit under and you sit under. We see it in the Bible that Timothy was a son of Paul. He sat under the teaching of Paul. So he was a son of Paul. So number two is spiritual father. You get to choose who your spiritual father is. Number three is the father of lies, the devil. You can choose to sit under deception all your life and believe lies and live as a man who doesn't walk in integrity, and you become like your father, who is the devil. Jesus said to the religious leaders, you are like your father, the devil, the father of lies. That's father number three. You get to choose whether you want to be a father under the father of lies. And number four is the father of light. The father who brings revelation. The father who brings light into your life. The father who transforms your life. The Father who says, it doesn't matter where you have been. I'll show you where you've made a mistake, but I'll show you where I'll take you. You choose him too. You can reject him and deny him and say, no, I choose the father of lies. I choose my spiritual father. I choose my biological father. But he is the sovereign father. So this morning, as I talk to you about the different fathers we have, I want to encourage you to realize that there is no one without a father. I love how Pastor Larry, as we started, said, who here doesn't have a father? And I thought, nobody doesn't have a father, because biologically we have a father. But the other three fathers, they are fathers that we choose. And to all the fathers that we are celebrating here today, I've lost my stuff here. All the fathers that we are celebrating today, I would like to say to you, there may be choices that you have made that you feel maybe you're not a good father. But the Father of Light is saying to you today, I'm here to redeem you. I'm here to show you how to do it. And I wasn't kidding when I actually said it's more difficult to be a father than to be a mother. Why? Because men are isolated. Men have been taught by the Father of Lies, do it on your own, do it yourself. And particularly in Australia, everything is DIY, DIY, DIY. But the Father doesn't want anyone to do anything alone. He wants to be part of everything that we are doing. Amen? Let us read the Word of God from Exodus chapter 3. The title of my message today is The Gods of Our Fathers. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 right through to 15 says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midianites, and he led the flocks to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mount of God, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I'll go over and see this strange sight. I'll go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Don't come close, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And at this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. I want to stop there. We all are familiar with this story. We all know that Moses was born to be a deliverer. And he finds himself running for his life, and he's living in the house of the Midianites. From birth, Moses never was left, grew up in his father's house. He grew up in foreign men's house, Pharaoh. He was taught of Pharaoh. And at this stage, he is out in the wilderness, and God comes and says, Moses, I am the God of your fathers. And he hid his face. The first thing I want to say is that when he saw, he was drawn. Men are drawn by what they see. Whenever a man sees something, he is drawn to it. We see it in Exodus chapter 2. When we read in verse 11 of Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 15, Moses saw the Hebrew man hitting an Egyptian man, and because God created him to be a deliverer, he goes and he delivers this Egyptian and kills the Hebrew man. Why? Because of what he saw. Why? Because he was a deliverer. But the incident here happens in a bad way because he's doing it alone without the Father. He's delivering without the Father. Amen? But the time has come when God himself shows up and says, look at this now. There is a fire in you. There is a fire in you that I've put you to be a deliverer. But before you do anything, remove your shoes. When men see, the next thing they do is they walk towards what they see. So to you, my brothers, this morning, what are you seeing? The Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes, the old man shall dream dreams. The young man shall see visions. Amen? God created men and women to work together, but man was to see. He was to see the picture. He was to see where we are going. And then when he sees, he shares with the woman, and the woman prophesies what the man has said. The man sees, the woman speaks. It says, and the maidservants and your daughters will speak. So we see that Moses sees, but what he sees initially, he sees and it's in him to deliver, and he acts without his Father. Every man has got to walk according to the Father's plan. Every man has got to see what God is showing him and then follow it. On this Father's Day, daddies, I want to speak to you and say, may the Lord open your eyes that you may see what the Lord has got, so that we follow the vision of fathers who are seeing where we are going. If a man cannot see, the family is in danger. Because guess what? He's going to live out of reasoning rather than revelation. Moses speaks and he sees, and then God says, you've seen, son, but you are now going to see at a different dimension. And because you have seen and stepped into some things, take off your sandals, because now the steps of a righteous man shall be ordered by the Lord. So he says, the first thing we're going to deal with is, now you're not just going to step anyway, you're going to step where I order you. So the first thing he tells him, take off your shoes. I want to encourage you men this morning that it's time to wash your feet with the blood of Jesus so that you follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. You no longer need to follow in the footsteps of the world system, but to follow the footsteps of Jesus, the one and true man who knows how to follow the Father's instructions. Amen? So God shows up and he says, son, we need to clean these feet. They stepped on some things that are not of me. I'm calling you to now to walk in holy ground. Amen? Isn't that good? And that's what God is saying to us this morning, that as men, it's time to go. I don't just step anywhere. I need revelation first. I need to see first. I need then to walk according to the instructions of God. And it says, I think in Psalm 37, verse 23 and 24 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in the way. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Amen. So I want to encourage you, my brothers, this morning, that if you choose to live your life by watching and seeing what the Father is doing, even if you fall, you will not be utterly shut down. You will rise up because God's supreme hand will guide you and lead you and strengthen you. Amen? Okay, let's continue in our scripture. I want to finish because we need to enjoy and celebrate fathers this morning. I stopped where it says, don't come close. So I'll go to verse 7. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt, And I have heard them crying out because they are slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them out of the land into the good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians have oppressed them. So now, go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I'll be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you worship God out of this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is the name? What is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are going to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. And this is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. The I am your living bread. I am your way maker. I am your father. I am your helper in your time of need. I am your strength in your weakness. I am your revelation knowledge. God was saying, I am. Whatever you need in me, you will find. I am the lifter of your head. I am the help in your time of need. The God of all generations. All of us here have had other gods. Gods we cannot trace, but this one has got a trace. He picks Abraham, and out of Abraham, a new generation is started. And we too are that seed of Abraham by faith. Amen? And I want to encourage you this morning, church, to realize that, yes, we may not have had great biological fathers, but as we come to ourselves, we must realize that the great I am is calling us. The great I am is a father that can be trusted. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And by the way, even if our biological fathers have made a mistake, when we get to know the great I am, he reconciles, he puts the light that is in us and we shine it on our fathers. And we love them to come to know the Father. Amen? I said it's more difficult to be a father than be a mother. Why? Because the father is a seed carrier. He's a vision carrier. So if you don't know the vision, even the woman who say, you said, if you don't get the right revelation, if you don't get the right revelation and you don't share it properly with the generations, they'll miss it. But by God's mercies, you always raise one who will still return us to us, because God does not want separation. We see how Moses had looked at things and worked in his own strength and done things in his own time. But God at the appointed time shows up because God is a covenant-keeping God. Amen? The covenant of God cannot be broken. So I want to encourage us dads this morning that as God showed up to Moses, God is showing up to you right now. That it's not too late to begin to say, Lord, show me for the next generations so that I leave for them a pattern to follow, a pattern to follow, a way of doing life. There are other gods we have followed. Many children know their father's jobs because they spend more time at their jobs. But I want to challenge you this morning. May you spend more time on your knees so that your children may see it. I had an interesting conversation yesterday from my brother. And he said, you know, when I came in Australia and I was struggling, I realized, when things got tough, I used to see my father walk and say, the God of heaven shall supply my needs. And he started kneeling down. I said, really? I didn't know he went through. He said, yes. When things get tough, you go, I need my Father in heaven. I need him. What am I saying to you this morning? May your children know the God of their father. Because the God of their father will show up at moments where they have looked at wrong things, at moments where they've been drawn to wrong things, and the Lord will draw them again and say, I am the God of your father. But if the God of their father is a weird one where they need to go and shape and mold, they will struggle because maybe the God of our fathers would be made of mud. Where am I going to get that kind of mud? Those idols we worship before. This God is forever present. So as fathers this morning, I want to declare it's time that the gods that you have chosen would divinely visit your children. We are crying that children have lost their ways. But could it be that the fathers first took steps that the children are confused where to follow? Amen? But this morning, the Father is saying, I am your way maker. It doesn't matter what you've done, Moses. It doesn't matter where you've stepped. I have called you to be a deliverer. And now you are not going to do it alone. I'm going to show you the way. I am walking with you. I am the one who is going with you this time. You will not fail. Amen? There is no failure in God. You may have made a mistake as a father, but he shows up at this time on this Father's Day. And I stand here to encourage you and to pray that the eyes of your understanding be opened, that you would hear the voice of the Father, and that you would watch the steps of the Father. Jesus said, I do nothing except what I see my Father do. And it's a time for men to now see what the Father does and do as the Father does. There are creative ideas that God wants to show you. And I beg you, men, don't Google. Seek the Father. I am serious. Don't Google. Seek the Father's face. Go and seek the Father's face. Build an altar to the Lord in your house where your children will know that this is where our father used to pray. This is how our father used to do it. Because when you are gone, your properties, the money you are making is not going to keep your children secure. Your children can make much more than you are making, but make them know the God of their father. Make them know the God of their father. Make them know the God of their father. Abraham had a covenant with God that at the appointed time, God shows up to Moses. And Moses is afraid. But God says, I will go with you. I will make a way for you. And I'm sending you back to the very place where you were running away to deliver my people. Shall we stand? Father, I want to thank you this morning that, Lord, today you are calling your sons to have their eyes opened, to have their eyes open to see what you are doing, to see the plans that you have for them. Today we are going to be gathering breakfast, lunch, and dinner with our fathers. Lord, I pray that every man would have a personal revelation of who they are in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. If there are any men in this place that say, Lord, I want to see. I want to have my eyes see. I don't want to guess. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to lead this generation. I want to see you. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, you see your sons. And they're saying like Moses, we've looked at other things, we've seen other things, we've taken our steps in the wrong step, but we want the fire, the consuming fire of God to remove the scales from our eyes. We want to see, we want to have the dreams, we want to have the visions and pursue that which we see. We do not want any more guesswork. Father, I pray that you would open their eyes. May the eyes of their understanding be opened. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Destiny is being revealed right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that this Father's Day, there are many who are going to have dreams. They are going to have visions, my God, of what you have called them to be. Yes, Lord, I want to thank you. I want to glorify you and magnify you that there are some who have walked away from their gods of their fathers and they have chosen you to be their heavenly Father. They have cut themselves away from the patterns of the bloodline, and the blood of Yeshua is speaking on their behalf this morning. And I say, Father, release them from every bondage, from every demonic and satanic entanglement by the power of the blood of Jesus. Let them rise up, oh God, that Lord, they will do nothing in their own strength, but they will be strengthened by you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, oh God, that even as we celebrate our fathers this morning, that it is a fresh time, it's a new season, that every man will rise to worship you in spirit and truth. And Lord, as you promised that the steps of a righteous man shall be ordered by the Lord, I pray, my Father, that they begin a new order for your sons, a new order for your sons in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stephen, the father says, son, I am proud of you. I am proud of you. You left the gods of your fathers to seek me. Son, you ain't seen anything yet. Make your prayer altar a place where you spend more your time, so that your seed will know no gross sin, but they will be true worshipers of the Lord. You have desired. But that which you could not do, your grandsons and your sons-in-laws will do it as you kneel down and seek my face, the Father says. You have sought after me. It's a new season to step into all. Where you say, like Joshua, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Thank you, Father. Pastor Larry, your eyes are going to see in a new dimension. Not by might or by power, but by your spirit. And as you step into this new season, the Father is saying, if you want to fly, son, you need to take my instructions seriously. It's time for you to fly. But to fly, you need an instructor. And the Father say, I will instruct you, son. I will show you the way and you will fly. Because flying is by instruction. And you cannot fly with those who cannot take an instruction. It is by instruction, son. When I instruct you, you act quickly. Because if you don't, it's detrimental for the generations. So the father is saying, son, I'm proud of you. But it's time no longer to walk or run, but it's time to fly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Angok, the Father is saying, be still, son. Be still. Be still. You hear my voice. You know how to follow me. Be still, son. Stay in the secret place. I will reveal unto you. I will give you wealth far beyond your imagination as you seek my face. Harvey, it's not too late. The Father is saying, I've got a plan for you even at this age. I have something for you. Your son shall worship me as you desire. If you desire it, how much more the good Father? Continue believing, continue declaring, and show much compassion to your son. See the man of God that he is. Begin to speak life over him because it's a new season. Thank you, Father. I could go on, but we want to thank you for all that you have for your sons this morning. Father, I want to thank you that even as we are speaking right now, I thank you that there are going to be dreams in this place. There's going to be revelation for these men that are here in this place. There's going to be a new start for the men that are here in this place. And Father, I thank you that as they begin to walk in this, there's going to be such a strengthening. There's just going to be such a strengthening. Right. And Father, I thank you for the anointing of the men in this house, that you are raising an army that will not bow down to idols, but men who bow down to the living God. You are healing them. You are restoring them. You are rebuilding their muscles. You are positioning them, oh God. You are polishing them in this season. You know, I just hear the Father say to you this morning, man, that there's no punishment in God. There's just polishing. You go through the fire so that he polishes you and you become more like him. Ah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We worship you and we give you all the honor this morning. Are you blessed, church? Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of applause.